We're up to Simin Reish Lamed Vav Siv Gimel. We'll be completing the Simin as well as Simin Reish Lamed Zayin. Monza Tzibur Shekoru Krishma. You walk into shul and you find that the Tzibur has already said Shema. V'rod Sim Lamod B'tfila, and they're about to start Shemona Esrei. Yispal Eli Mohem V'acharkach Yikor Krishmin Birchoseho. He should start Shemona Esrei with them and then say Shema with the brachas afterwards. The yisod here is that in Mariv, smichas gula l'tfila is not more important than tfila b'tzibur. In Shachris, smichas gula l'tfila is more chashav than tfila b'tzibur. In Mariv, tfila b'tzibur is more chashav than smichas gula l'tfila. The Mishnah Berura speaks out that what if they're in the middle of Birkas Krishma and he can catch up in time to start Shemona Esrei with them, but he's going to have to skip the psukim of Baruch Hashem Li'olam. So he says that you're better off skipping. The question is, what do you do afterwards, though? Do you make up for it? Do you say all the psukim in the bracha or not? The Taz says that there's a chiyuv to say it afterwards, but the Mishnah Berurah brings a Maisa Rav where the Gros says not to. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins to say them, but to skip the bracha. Now, what happens if you walk into a shul that is davening Marav early, and you didn't daven Mincha yet? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to daven Mincha while they're saying Shema and the brachas, and then when they get up to Shemona Esrei, you daven Marav with them. Now, this is all if you're not going to have a minyan later. If you're going to have a minyan later, then both in the case of the Mechaber, which is when you walked into shul and they're about to start Shemona Esrei, so you don't have the right to daven Shemona Esrei with them, wait for the next minyan and daven in order, saying Krishma and the Brachas, and then Shemona Esrei. Similarly, in the case of the person that did not Mincha, let him daven Mariv together with the Mincha of this early Mariv, Shemona Esrei, and then daven Mariv later when he has a minyan. So we're only talking about a case where you're not going to have a minyan later. Further, Siv Dalid, Acher Shomer Amo Yisrael, Omer Amen. After Shomer Amo Yisrael Lad, we say Amen, the Mechaber, this is the Mechaber Shita, Acher Birkas Atzmo, after his own bracha. The Mechaber Shita was that at the end of any inyan, you say Amen after your own bracha. We only do this in benching. The Minig Ashkenaz is only to do it in benching after Bonei Yerushalayim, because that signifies the end of the bracha's Daraisa. But in all the other ones, we do not say Amen afterwards. The Mechaber holds you do. V'lo yana Amen achar Birkas HaMelech Bechvodo. But after the bracha of HaMelech Bechvodo, there he does not answer Amen. Does not answer Amen after himself. Now, this is all the Mechaber Lishitaso. The Ramah says Ayin Liel, and he means that you do not answer Amen after your own bracha ever. Simin Reish Lamed Zayin. Ein Shliach Tzibur Chozer at Tfilah B'Tfilas Arvis. There's no Chazaras Hashatz in Mariv. Ve'ein Noflun Al Pneim Lach Arvis. And the Ramah adds that there's no Tachnun in Mariv. Why is there no Chazaras Hashatz? Because the din that when Chazal were metakin the tefillas arvis was a reshus. And even when Klal Yisrael was makabla on themselves to daven mariv, it wasn't a strong enough minig to be mechayiv the tircha the tzibura of a chazaras hashatz. With regard to davening mariv, where you don't say tachnun, the halacha is even if they daven mariv after plag, where it's still in daylight, you do not say mariv at tachnun. They were never metakin a marav tachnun from marav altogether. Not only that, what happens if somebody missed mincha and he's davening two maravs? The second marav, which is in place of mincha, would also not get tachnun, regardless of what time it is. Mishnah Berurah here brings the minig of those who say shir hamalas before marav, before vurachum, and the makor for it is because the Gemara says im rogel likros kore, that when you come home, before you daven, so what you do is, if you're someone who is capable of learning, you're supposed to learn. So that we see from there that there's an inyan of saying Shema and its brachas after learning. Therefore, they have a minig of saying Shir HaMalas. Why dafka the Shir HaMalas? Because it mentions Omdim Veis Hashem Balelos, also Suda Ichem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem, which is a good hakdama to beginning the davening and the baruchu.